Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, the Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that yourself and your family members are safe and sound. And when you make dua for yourself, for your family, for your community, remember the Ummah in your duas. Every day, remember. Because in some part of the world, you will find that Muslims are going through great problems and difficulties. Some are experiencing spiritual problems, medical problems, are suffering at the hands of oppressors. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, for the sake of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, grant them relief, grant them shifa e kulli, speedy complete recoveries, and protect them against the oppressors. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyeen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today we have a topic that we need to listen to very carefully, as always, because we are going to be talking about sins which harm you and I in this world. Yes, sins harm you in this world. Don't ever think that I get away with so many wrong things, so many sinful activities, so many bad things I say, I look at, I listen to. Don't think there's no consequences. There are, of course, consequences in this lifetime. And those increase in the grief and intensify on the Day of Judgment. So we're going to be discussing this in a bit, inshallah. Let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make those good intentions. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well. Insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. There are so many beautiful rewards for the fortunate ones who recite an abundance of Salat ala Nabi. Sayyidina Abul Mawahib al-Shadhili, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed me with his vision in my dream. And he told me, you will intercede for 100,000 members of my nation on the Day of Judgment. I asked, oh my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how was I granted such an honor and blessing? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, due to your continuous sending of salat upon me. Subhanallah. Salat ala Nabi, durood e pak, is such a thing that will shed sins of a person, that will give the person immense rewards, that will increase a person's status and rank in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So why are we wasting time? Why are we not concentrating on the hereafter? That I'm here in this short, precious life to prepare for the grave in the hereafter. And what's going to help you and I is if we recite Qur'an-i Pak, Durood-i Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, seeking knowledge of Deen from authentic sources. These things will help us. But we need to dedicate some time every day. So make that intention. Whenever you are watching different programs and silsilas of Madani Channel, have a notebook, have a diary, and you can quickly jot down the important Madani pearls. You can always refer to them at a later stage, and you can share that with others, starting with your household as well. Before we move further, there is a wonderful kalam. Let's listen, let's further develop that love and ishq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deep in our hearts. and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina. 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 Ay waliye Madina. Madina, bulwaiye Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina.
से मेरे दिल में है अरमान मदीना मुद्दत से मेरे दिल में है अरमान मदीना मुद्दत से मेरे दिल
پہنچے
در جانا نے مدینہ اے کاش پہنچے در جانا نے مدینہ اے کاش پہنچے در جانا سے قربان مدینہ ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ
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 سکندر تیرے در پر آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر سے کوئی مہمان مدینہ بے اذن ہو کیسے کوئی مہمان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ
قدموں بدکار کو آقا اور اس کو بنا لیجیے. مہمان مدینہ اور اس کو بنا لیجیے. مہمان مدینہ
مدینہ
اس کو سو سلطان مدینہ دے دیجے بقی اس کو سو سلطان مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل. What a soothing kalam. It's all about developing love of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Madinah Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We're talking about how sins harm a person in this world. When we look all around, we see it. We see the amount of evils that has spread in our societies, that has spread in our very own homes, with the introduction of the TV, with the introduction of tablets, phones. Those things can be used in a good way, to actually earn thawab, earn reward. How many of us do that? If you got a TV, you have access to Wi-Fi, you can watch Madani channel, you can watch Kids Land, which is the animated part of Dawood Islami's department, where our kids are learning Islamic lessons, but through cartoons. Many grown-ups also enjoy that as well. Ulam Rasool and Kaniz Fatima, for example. If you have a phone, you have a tablet. Same thing, you can watch Madani channel on your tablet, on your phone. You can use it for so many good things to earn reward. But how many of us do that? And how many out there use these facilities, use these technologies for wrong things, for hooking up with wrong people and indulging in, for example, premarital relationships? Look at that. This is on the rise. And I'm talking primarily in our Muslim homes, our young Muslim boys and girls. You think there's no consequences for engaging in premarital relationships? Even if it is something that seems innocent and just chatting, using social media chat platforms, chat rooms, just to chat with each other, that itself is a sin, because zina is of different forms. Zina of the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the limbs. If nikah is not established, then it is zina. But we try to justify this. Because of societal pressures, we are not there to bow down to society, the desires of society, or our own desires. We are there to bow down to the commands and orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, to whom we are going to return sooner than we realize. We need this to sink in deep into our minds and our hearts as well. There's consequences. The harms of it is spiritually, is mentally, is psychologically, because how many engage in those kind of relationships and then it breaks off after a year, 2 years, 3 years, leaving the person with mental, psychological trauma and making them emotionally unstable. And they enter a marriage with this emotional baggage, and that would affect their marriage and create problems. So we can see it, societal problems are there. Let's see how this affects. And on top of that, how much of sin has been piled up, for which the blessings, barakat, what we're looking for, the blessings are removed from the person's life and in the person's marriage as well. The marriage itself, the nikah itself, the shadi, that is halal, that is what is encouraged. But the build up to that is the dating, the going out, the communication, which was all haram. So the consequences are going to be there. Sin, punishment on one side. On the other side, the emotional trauma and baggage that you enter your relationship, your marriage with. It goes for any crime, any sin, stealing, deceiving people, weighing less than what you're supposed to, consuming riba, usury, interest, lying to people. You know, when a person lies, when a person backbites, it's so common, the gossip, so common. Many people don't think anything about it. Both the one who's doing the backbiting and the one who's the audience, who's giving the hearing. That's how backbiting continues. If the backbiter has an audience, he will continue. Look at the harms of it. The harms of it is that you're destroying your own reputation by lying, by deceiving, by backbiting, by using vulgar, obscene words. Your own reputation is destroyed. And on top of that, the sins pile up where there's going to be punishment. It's going to be punishment. Is it worth it then? I mean, we look all around. People try to justify. People actually try to justify the wrong that they are doing, bribery and corruption. Everybody is doing it from the top to the bottom. If I don't do it, I'll look like a sellout or a snitch. If everybody is doing wrong, that doesn't give you permission as a Muslim to do wrong as well. Because you know there's accountability for my actions. I can't use this excuse on the Day of Judgment. But ya Allah, they were all doing the wrong thing, so I also decided to do the wrong thing. It's a decision you have to make. It's your choice. If you wish to do the wrong like the others, the consequence is when they're getting punished, and you're obviously grouped with them. You've got to set your boundaries. And our boundaries are the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, O people, avoid 5 things in order to protect yourself from 5 others. The nation which weighs less, Allah Almighty afflicts them with high prices and a scarcity in fruits. The nation which breaks its promises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposes their enemies upon them. The nation which does not give zakah, Allah Azza wa Jal withholds rain from them. And if it were not for the quadrupeds, the four-legged animals, they would not be given even a drop of water. The nation in which indecency and immodesty spreads, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Azza wa Jal, what does He do? He afflicts them with plague. The nation which makes decisions without the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty causes them to experience the wrongdoing of their action, and He makes them have fear of one another. Tell me these things are not happening in our societies. Of course it is happening. We see the deceptions. We see the exaggerations. We see the kinds of business transactions and dealings where the defects are hidden from the person. We see the disrespect to elders, to parents. We see the greed for gain and greed for more, that the person is ambitious. They will tramp over anybody just to climb the corporate ladder to get to the top. And then they realize that I got to keep climbing. I got to keep trampling on people, because when you get to the bottom of the mountain or the top of the mountain, you realize that that's the bottom of another mountain. The greed, the lies, the backbiting, the immodesty, the immorality. We're seeing it all around. The kind of apparel and clothing people wear. Allahu Akbar. The behavioral patterns of people. Where is that modesty gone to? And modesty is highly emphasized in Islam. How wonderful and beautiful a person is whose character is refined, who has good morals, who displays modesty in not just their dress, in their speech as well. That they refrain from lying, backbiting, vulgarism, swear words, obscenities. Today people want to laugh at the comedians. They make up stories full of lies generally. And they need to, in order to express themselves, because they have a low self-esteem, in order to really express themselves, they need to use obscenities. How low have they gone to? These kind of unfortunate individuals. The more a person talks, the possibility is there that the more mistakes he will make. And the more mistakes a person makes, the more sins a person can make. And the person will get more punishment then. Subhanallah. If there's nothing of benefit to talk, of Quran, of Hadith, of Islam, of goodness, of inviting others towards goodness, it is better to remain silent. Silence is golden. You see, these concepts is practically taught in Islam. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Silence is golden, etc. These are taught practically in Islam. You learn and you practice. How many of us are practicing? Why are we not practicing? Largely because of the influence of societal demands, the influence of the influencers out there on social media. See, their primary objective is just confined to this world. That's it, to this short-lived, temporary, mundane world. All their ideas and their wonderful research is just confined here. That's it. That, you know, how do you become rich? How do you become financially free? So you have access to amenities, facilities, and to places and people that the vast majority of the public don't have access to. That's a main reason why a person would want to get wealth, to gain access to private facilities. Whereas you just use the public hospital. If you have wealth, you can use the private sector. Just an example I'm giving you. So all those influencers out there, it's just confined to, you know, become shredded, get your six pack, you know, build yourself, your mental capacity. Who talks about, hey, my brother, prepare for the akhirah? They can't think that far. They can't. Because they're limited just to this place. And all those ideas, all that wealth that they have amassed, all of those tips, it stays here. How are they benefiting in the grave and the hereafter? How will they benefit? Nobody is saying, don't earn halal. Earn halal, of course. Live a comfortable life, but not in extravagance and arrogance and showing off. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the inner recesses of our hearts. Live a comfortable life. Provide for your family. The man is the head of the home. He is the captain of the ship. He is the driver of the vehicle. He is the shepherd of the flock. In Islam, the man is in charge. It's your responsibility. Oh, fathers out there, husbands out there, it is your responsibility to steer your ship with all your passengers, all your dependents that are on board. Steer them away from harms and dangers towards a safe destination. And our destination is Medina Tayyibah. Zadahullahu sharafa wa ta'zeema. The blessed, beautiful city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara, where our master is. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The shepherd's duty to make sure that the flock is safe and sound. And if there's any influence trying to come in from external sources and forces, you have to put the barriers up. You have to stop it there and then nip it at the bud. Otherwise, there's consequences. If the fires are outside, the fires of sins, of evils, of immorality, immodesty, of filth out there, don't think that it can't enter my home. Fires eventually will enter. So put out the fires around your house so they don't enter your home and burn your house and cause a rift between you and your spouse and your parents and your siblings and your children as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Miratul Manajih that how great a crime it is to make excuses for undertaking the responsibility of Amrun bil Ma'rufi wa Nahyun anil Munkar, meaning commanding good and forbidding evil. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that you must fulfill this obligation or you will face the punishment of Allah Almighty. And furthermore, supplication, dua, will not be accepted after this. This is a great warning. Until you do not rectify your transgression and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of your du'as will be accepted. Have you heard any person say, you know what, I pray, I supplicate, I make du'a, I'm not seeing the effect of my du'a. My du'as are not answered. So, how about we ask a question, what am I doing wrong? What things am I doing wrong? How am I inviting problems into my life? Am I obedient to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, my Creator? Am I obedient to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Am I obedient to the injunctions, the orders of the glorious Quran? That's a question I need to ask myself. You need to ask yourself. Serious questions. Am I obedient to my desires, nafsul ammara, the ego, the self, the base desires? Am I obedient to that? That I form my own opinions, which end up contrary to Islamic values and teachings. I am the one, in most cases, that opens the doors to troubles in my life. But I need to identify those things. You need to sit down. If it means taking a piece of paper and writing down, don't show anybody else. Your confession is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah azza wa jalla already knows everything. Still you confess it from your side. And this is part of tawbah. This is part of repentance. The first condition of sincere repentance is to acknowledge, Ya Allah, I have done this. Allah knows it already. But admit it, acknowledge it. Ya Allah, I have done this. Show your the reality that, you know what, I'm helpless. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive me, there's nobody that can forgive me. If you don't help me, Ya Allah, who can help me, Ya Allah? All help ultimately is from you, Ya Allah. So admit, acknowledge whatever wrong it is. Sit quietly alone in silence. Ponder for a moment. Amir Ahlul Sunnat, the Kamil Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great scholar of Islam, the great founder of Dawud Islam, Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Ahlul Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas At-Tar Qadri, Damul Barakatum Al-Ali, Allah Zawajal grant him a long life with good health. He advises us every day before you sleep, take a stock of your life, of your day. And he has given us that program called Nek A'mal Pious Deeds. You go to App Store, you go to Play Store, you type in there Nek A'mal Pious Deeds. You can download the app for free. This is to monitor your progress day to day, every day. By asking yourself certain questions. And you monitor your progress. You're taking stock of, you're taking account of your life before accountability is taken from you and I on the Day of Judgment. And he also encourages us. Perform Salatul Tawbah, the prayer of repentance. Two cycles of Salah. You can recite any surah after Suratul Fatiha. This is just before you're going to sleep. Make wudu. Relieve yourself. Make wudu fresh. Perform two rakat Salatul Tawbah. Thereafter, ponder for a few moments, few minutes even, without any disturbance, any noise, any people around, and think, what wrong have I done today? What wrong have I said today? Did I hurt anybody's feelings today? And for each one, pick your hands up, then make dua, Ya Allah. I have done this wrong, I have done this wrong, I have done that wrong. Please forgive me for this, Ya Allah. Please forgive me for that. Sleep with a clear conscience. SubhanAllah. You will feel much better, and that will motivate you as you monitor your daily progress. It will motivate you to work on your weak areas. If a person has this filthy, dirty habit of using vulgar words, then this mindset will start developing. It's not going to happen overnight. For most of us, or for everybody, there may be exceptions that a person can change their life in just a moment. Allahu Akbar. But for all of us, it's a step-by-step process. And I need to keep my focus also on the consequences of sins, of whatever type of sin it may be, minor sin or major sin. That there's consequences in this world, as was mentioned in the thought-provoking hadith a few minutes back. There's consequences that I will suffer from in this dunya. And again, that, you know, if I don't leave this world with sincere tawbah, repentance, then the punishment is there in the grave. Who's going to be there? Who, my contacts, where are they? Who will come to help us? Will they? Of course not. They'll leave us all alone. All the people that I try to help and aid and assist, all the people who are my contacts and buddies, they're going to leave us all alone there. When last did I think about what preparations am I making for the loneliness of the grave? A person will enter with two things. A person will enter with their good deeds and their bad deeds. So let's not waste this precious life. I mean, so many people out there just are wasting their life. Are putting on the television and just filling their eyes, their ears with filth, with sins. Don't they know there is a watcher? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Basir, Al-Sami', the all-seeing, the all-hearing, Al-Alim, the all-knowing, the all-powerful, is looking at us all the time, is watching us all the time. Don't they know? The scribes are waiting with their pens in their hands, waiting the moment one letter comes out from the mouth, they wrote it down in our book of deeds. whether it's good, whether it's bad, whatever action, good or bad, because that is evidence against you and I on the Day of Judgment, when we are given our book of deeds and we are told, commanded, read what you did, read what you said. You think about it. How embarrassing that is going to be when we're standing in front of the entire of humanity, whoever was born, will be standing there, will be gathered on the field of gathering, Midani Hashr. I'll be reading out what I said, and if I was used to, I would love in the world to make up stories and lies and backbite against people, assassinate people's character and use vulgarism and obscenities. Allah, what's going to happen to that person? So here in the world, the reputation of a person gets tarnished. Don't follow A, B and C, and because worldly wise they may seem successful. That is superficial success. Ultimate success is leaving this world with your iman, your faith and belief intact. That you die as a believer, as a Muslim. That is ultimate success. Then the person is going to enter paradise. When? Allah knows better. But if the person left without any iman, there's no chance to enter into paradise. We have a short clip. Let's listen, let's contemplate, and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyid Mahmood Kurdi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, my beloved mother told me that her father, which is my grandfather, his name was Muhammad, and he left me a will saying that when I pass away and have been given a bath, means after my ghusl is performed, then a small green colored letter will fall on my shroud from the roof. Allahu Akbar. He then said it will be written on it that هذه bara'atu Muhammadin al-alimi bi'ilmihi min an-nar. Allahu Akbar. That is, Muhammad, who is a scholar, has attained freedom from the hellfire due to knowledge. Allahu Akbar. So he said that place that small letter inside my shroud. So she says that when he left this world and when he passed away, after the ghusl was completed and after his body was covered in the shroud, in the kafan, then that letter fell down. And when people read it, then I placed it on his blessed chest. Subhanallah. So she says that one special thing about that letter was that the way it was readable from the front, similarly it was readable from the back of the page as well. Allahu Akbar. Normally when we write something, we can only see it from one side. If we turn the page around, we can't see the writing or the drawing as we see it from the front. But she says the wonderful thing was, as you could read from the front, similarly you could also read it from the back as well. Subhanallah. So he says that, I asked my mother, what action did my grandfather do that he has gained this rank from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? She says, my mother replied, Subhanallah, kana aktharu amalihi dawamu dhikri ma'a kathrati salati ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. She says that what he used to do was that along with performing the zikr of Allah Almighty, he would always recite salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with it the durood and the citation of salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has such a high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that indeed what a great bounty was received by this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone should make an intention of reciting abundance of durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of the world, attachment to the world, makes a person negligent, oblivious. It diverts a person's attention. We have so many things out there diverting our attention. Number one, the entertainment industry. It's a very effective tool of shaitan, of iblis, the Satan and his cursed followers as well. It's an effective tool of theirs to distract us. To distract us and also to indoctrinate us as well. with a certain way of living, a certain lifestyle, which largely is against Islamic values of morality and modesty and seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's there. The marketing machine of which the CEO is Iblis, Shaitan, is the entertainment industries, whether it's the acting industry, the music industry, the sports industry. Very effective in keeping us embroiled and busy with following this team and that player and this actor and this latest hit, different genres. Person will become a fanatic, a fan of that. And before they know it, the angel of death is visiting them. Imagine the regret. Imagine, we cannot imagine. I've wasted my life away. I've wasted my life. Now the reality is looking at me face to face that I'm leaving forever, permanently. No chance of returning. Allahu Akbar. Let's realize now while we have life, while we are alive, while we have energy, we can do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides. Remember Him, establish your salahs, fulfill each other's rights, make dua. No matter what it is, continue making dua, continue begging at the door of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue. And inshallah ta'ala, if we continue reforming ourselves, and this is the motto of Dawud Islam, the mission statement, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You start with yourself. You don't stop there. You continue. Starting then with your family members, your community, your society, whoever else will listen. Our duty is not to force a person to change. It's to spread the message that if you see the wrong happening, you change it with your hands. If you cannot, then with your tongue, speak out. If you cannot, then in your heart, you must know, you must believe that this is wrong, this is bad. وَذَٰلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And that's the weakest part of Iman. Can't do anything, can't say anything, you seem to feel bad about it. Allahu Akbar. So start with yourself. And if you want assistance, the best support structure in this day and age is Dawat-e-Islam. This global movement that is peacefully promoting the great teachings of Islam, the glorious Quran and the blessed Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Join. The regret you will have is, I should have joined much sooner. Allah azza wa jalla grant us understanding. Grant us enthusiasm to reform ourselves and others as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.